This is a taped interview with Mrs. Rose Piekarski on Gratzer Road, Puyallup, Washington. It was done on February 19, 1976 by Ruth Wett, Tacoma Public Library, and is a taped original.
I see.
Mrs. Piekarski, could I ask you to give me your full name?
Rose Piekarski.
And you were born in Baltimore, Maryland?
Baltimore, Maryland.
In
what? 92.
92. And what area of Poland did your family come from?
It was close to Warsaw. Mm-hmm. I can remember that much. Mm-hmm. It was close to Warsaw.
And what did they do for a living in Poland?
Well, they just had the garden, and just like she always said, that what you call them, the, nobody had much land, only enough to keep a going. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what my mother said. Mm-hmm. So.
And why did they come over here to America?
Well, that I really couldn't tell you about what you call them. She said that they just couldn't go any farther, and there was a big family. Mm-hmm. So they borrowed the money for the land and come to the United States.
Mm-hmm. And you were born not long after they arrived, weren't
they
you?
They arrived in May, and I was born in August the 15th. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what did they do for a living when they came here?
When they come to the United States, my dad got a job. Mm-hmm. And what you call them, then my mother and the kids went all out in the berry field. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's how that started. Mm-hmm. And then when I was about 14, they went to Mississippi for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I was working from 7 in the morning so late at night for 65 cents a day. Mm-hmm. Then we had to do it because there was no way out of it. And then at the same time, my father got hurt and they took his leg off. And what you call him, he couldn't work. Mm-hmm. So me and my two brothers had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers passed away, all of them. Mm-hmm.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, there was three girls living here. Mm-hmm. My mother had 11, mm-hmm. but there was three living here and three boys. Mm-hmm. And they're all passed away. All but me. Well, the three girls are left, me and my two sisters.
Mm-hmm. And your parents learned English when they came to the United States?
They come to the United States. Mm-hmm. That's when they picked up.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have much chance to go to school then?
3 months.
3 months.
3 months, mother went and begged the priest having the communion confession, and it was the end of school. Those days they didn't force you to go to school. Mm-hmm. Then when I was 12 years old, I had to work at the cannery, mm-hmm. me and my brother Stanley. Mm-hmm. That's how we had to keep going. Mm-hmm. There was a big family, and there's nothing much. Well, years ago, of course, you could get along on little anything as far as that goes. But at the same time, 11 children, believe me, that was something.
Do you know if your family was happy that they came to the United States?
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. They were perfectly happy that they come to the United States because they said it was getting worse right along in Europe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she said they were very happy. Of course, my father lost his leg. That, I guess, could happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how did you come out here to Tacoma?
Well, we was in Wisconsin for 3 years. And from Wisconsin, we come to Tacoma in 1910. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what you call them then? You had jobs, and they were all working, so
your whole family,
pretty good.
Your whole family came out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The ones that was left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of work did they find out here? Do you remember that?
Well, some of them was working for the railroads. Mm-hmm. and what you call them for the sawmills. That's the jobs they had right then, because they were so glad to have that.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of Poles when you came in this area?
Yes, there was an awful lot of Polish people here. Mm-hmm. There was. Of course, there was in Maryland, too. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of Polish people here. Mm-hmm. We lived in Tacoma for 10 years, and then we moved out in the valley here in 28, and I was raising berries.
Mm-hmm. Were you married out here in Tacoma? Or before you came, or?
Yes, I was married. Mm-hmm. My first husband died, mm-hmm. and then I remarried mm-hmm. with the four children.
Mm-hmm. Did you live, what part of Tacoma did you
up
live in?
Up on Tacoma Avenue, between 23rd and 25th.
Mm-hmm. Was that a big Polish area, or did...
No, there wasn't that. There wasn't a big Polish area there. It was on Portland Avenue, but there was no place there to live, see. So we lived there, and then finally, what you call them, we bought the place here in the valley. And mm-hmm. That's how we got started.
Mm-hmm. And what about... were there very many people of Polish background that settled in the valley itself?
Yes, there was. There was only 8 houses here that was different nationality, and the rest of them was all Polish. But look what we got around here now.
What kind of produce did you raise out here?
Raspberries.
All raspberries?
Raspberries. We had strawberries, but that was too much work. Mm-hmm. So we had raspberries, and we quit them in 64. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was working at the Milwaukee shops right along till 57. Mm-hmm. In 57, he got laid off. That was it. Mm-hmm. And had this house built and moved in here. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What kind of activities, if you know, did members of the Polish community have out here? Did they congregate together here in the valley and have parties? Or
yes, they did. Mm-hmm. They did. And down at the Polish Hall, and here when they had a birthday or a wedding or something like that, they all used to get together. Mm-hmm. And that was nice, believe me. Mm-hmm. And now I guess I'm the oldest one in the valley here at the Polish people.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Was there much contact with relatives back in Poland?
Well, not much. Mm-hmm. Not much. My mother had one brother in the United States, but after they moved out here, well, that was it. She never heard from them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did the Poles go here in the valley go into Tacoma to go to the Polish church, or did they just go to the ones out here in the valley?
No, they had Polish church up on K Street there, on 40th and K. Mm-hmm. That's where the Polish people used to go till they built on Portland Avenue. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was the church a very important part of the life of
Yes,
the people?
There was. Mm-hmm. It was a very small church, but it was important, believe me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you like Tacoma when you came here? Were you happy out here?
Yes, we were. We mm-hmm. were happy because, what you call them, in Wisconsin there was no life there, whatever. You couldn't get a job. And we bought the land, and what you call them was all timber. So we just had to get out and do something. Mm-hmm. So we landed in Tacoma, and believe me, we never was sorry after it.
Mm-hmm. What was Tacoma like when you came here?
There wasn't much in Tacoma then at all. Very little. Mm-hmm. But what you call them, as the years went on, it kept getting bigger and bigger. And mm-hmm. I think it's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Was there any problem for the Poles here in this area, as far as being Polish, did they have any problems finding work, or did the people were pretty good about giving them work?
I didn't think there was any problem whatever, because what you call them, my brothers and what you call them. My husband got a job and he stayed with it. Mm-hmm. There was no trouble about that as far as I can remember.
Did your husband have work during the Depression, or was he laid off?
He was laid off during the Depression. Mm-hmm. He was home, I guess, for 3 or 4 years, and then they call him back. Mm-hmm. Been working till 57. In 57, well, he put it more time in than he was supposed to in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. No, I don't think there was any problem getting a job for any of my brothers or any of them that I know of. In the valley people here too, they had berries, but they're working in town. Well, my husband was working in town, and me and the boy took care of the place, see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the way it kept going.
So you then took care of the crops, and your husband worked in town.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Me and my son. Mm-hmm. And of course we had an extra man to help, because we just couldn't do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Did you find growing berries a pretty prosperous business?
It was pretty poor business in the 30s.
In the 30s.
Yeah, we had 2 acres of blackberries, and they took one load of blackberries in, and they says no more. So. That was the end of the blackberries. But the raspberries, well, they didn't pay much, but still he was working in town and we kept it going. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With all the men generally working in town, was there any kind of social life among the women here in the valley?
They were too busy, there wasn't much. No, there couldn't have been much, because they were too busy, because all of the men that was right here, the Polish folders, they were working in town. Mm-hmm. And of course, when they come home, they had to load the berries and take them to the cabin. Mm-hmm. So what you call them, there wasn't much at all then, because there was no time for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After the Depression, did things start to change around here?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they sure did start to change, believe me. Mm-hmm. Things were really in the town then. You betcha they did. We had hard times, but we made it. Mm-hmm. And you can see by the home that it paid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he passed away in August. So what you call them, and that it isn't settled yet. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Keep it going, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Is there much of a Polish community anymore in this area?
No, not here. Not here. There's a Mrs. Elizabeth Stemp. Mm-hmm. And what you call them, and the rest of them, they're not Polish. Mm-hmm. The Polish people that lives on Portland Avenue.
That's about it.
That's about it. And this Miss Elizabeth Stem, your friend back and forth all the time. Mm-hmm. Ever since we moved to the valley. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think we've done pretty good so far. We can't complain by coming to Tacoma.
No.
Make the worst of it anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, I had 4 kids, 2 boys and 2 girls. One girl passed away, the oldest one. And they're all married, and they live around here in the neighborhood.
So did you teach them any Polish when they lived here?
Or? Well, they did talk Polish, and all at once they just cut. My husband even says, we talk to them Polish and they answer us in English. We try to keep them Polish. They understand everything Polish. Mm-hmm. But they says they can't say it because they just can't get to it.
Mm-hmm. Are they proud that they're Polish?
Oh, yes. They are. Believe me, every one of them. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. I got 2 boys left, one that's with me, and the other one's married just a little ways down. Mm-hmm. He got 4 girls. And my daughter lives across the road. She had a one girl and three boys. Mm-hmm. So I think we done pretty good.
Yes.
Okay. Try to make the best of it anyhow. Yeah.